I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. A report analyzing nearly 1,000 fatal police shootings that happened in 2015 is claiming evidence of racial bias. Researchers hope this study will strengthen a call for a national database on police use of force. Federal data documenting fatal police shootings of suspects are notoriously hazy. In 2015, FBI Director James Comey acknowledged that while speaking to students at Georgetown University.
How can we address concerns about officer-involved shootings if we do not have a reliable grasp on the demographic and the circumstances of those incidents?
Justin Nix, who studies criminal justice at the University of Louisville, says the data are hazy because it isn't mandatory for law enforcement to report to the FBI when an officer kills a suspect.
And so when using those data, you're not working with all of the puzzle pieces.
So Nix and his team turned to another data set, documenting nearly 1,000 fatal police shootings collected by the Washington Post. The paper won a Pulitzer Prize for its work. Nix says the Post's data is the most complete out there. His team took it and analyzed it, controlling for things like age, mental illness, and the threat level posed by the suspect.
We found that black suspects who were shot and killed were twice as likely as white suspects to have been unarmed when they were fatally shot.
Don Sawyer, an assistant professor of sociology at Quinnipiac University, says it's really hard to do research on officer-involved shootings because of the lack of data.
I think it's an important piece to push us to get our officials and police departments to start to release this information.
The FBI says it's working on getting police to report more data on officer-involved shootings, not just fatal, but the unknown number of non-fatal police shootings too, which Justin Nix says his team couldn't account for because the data simply don't exist. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.